This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they have the right roof on it.
By the way, you notice you fly over in the helicopter, those places with roofs, they didn't burn.
It's the right material.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's recent comments are alarming. The average person isn't supposed to know that the U.S. and Chinese military have been testing field-ready ground and space-based DEWs, or directed energy weapons, for at least a decade. Instead, we are supposed to sit down and shut up and believe it is a Jewish space laser conspiracy theory.
Can you tell me why so many people that support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? About Jewish space lasers. Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers? And really, why don't you fuck off? How about that?
According to the U.S. Government Accountability Office, directed energy weapons can produce force that ranges from deterrent to damaging to destructive. Many countries, including the U.S., are researching their use. Different types of electromagnetic energy have different properties. High-energy lasers produce a very narrow beam of light, usually in the infrared to visible region, and are typically used on one target at a time. The beam can be pulsed or continuous, generating a power output of at least 1 kilowatt. This output is 200,000 times greater than a typical laser pointer and is capable of melting steel.
These things pulse at different frequencies to optimize the damage.
Evidence of a CCP satellite over Maui is known.
There's 3 fires on the Maui island. The first one that happened was on August 7, on the Olinda fire. That was a big one. And then what happened after that was the Haina fire. That was the nasty one that killed all those people. And the third one was the Kula fire, which happened after the Lahaina fire. So there's three blasts and 2 satellites, basically. 3 shots and 3 or 2 satellites is just too much of a coincidence for it not to be a DEW, basically.
As is the phenomenon of the lasers being unable to ignite the color blue.
And also the blue factor, too. I calculate this as a near-infrared or near-spectrum, and that's why it's not damaging blue colors.
That is overwhelming evidence that should be admissible in a court of law.
In China, the CCP now is just releasing data on their petawatt lasers. They're doing petawatt laser bursts on a laser that fits on a lab table. It's not a very big laser, basically. But when you have lasers of this energy, it's just instant damage. Very, very powerful lasers.
Some extraordinary damage in our state. It could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes. And frequently when you see the aftermath of that damage, there's some semblance of a structure that is still there. When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone.
And as we realize that the government is, at the very least, complicit in the COVID vaccine genocide, what makes you think that they wouldn't use dues supported by lawfare to drive people off their land to cordon the population into smart cities in order to quicken United Nations Agenda 2030?
It's not something you see every day.
Oh, geez, it was, it went back and forth. At least, I would say 40 minutes to an hour.
But for people living in Cape Coral, they've been seeing it a lot this week.
It was really late at night. It was kind of around midnight. I was actually in my car. I was just getting home, and I saw it going back and forth with a laser beam. It scanned over me multiple times, and it was just moving. It was scanning the whole area, every square footage, basically.
Yeah, that's just reading the ground topography, but it's real.
You can see the green laser light like spread out, like it was mapping. We were told it was mapping the area, is what we were told.
When you put the information Casey provided into the FAA website, it comes back with this information saying it's registered to Randigo LLC. But it's unclear who or what they're doing.
We just want to know what's going on. Why are we being scanned?
Furthermore, Wouldn't a covert satellite-based laser weapon in concert with known weather modification technology capable of waging mass murder, land theft, and agricultural devastation benefit the Great Reset greatly by merely hiding behind the climate change narrative? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Post that on X.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to get into the domestication and dehumanization of humanity coming up in about 15 minutes. But first, I want to give some criticism to President Trump, who I fully back and who I think is a good man who means well, and who I know the deep state absolutely hates, and I've been persecuted for supporting him. That said, I'm not a Democrat that gets talking points and then regurgitates them. I'm not in a cult. And I've had, in the last 5-6 days, some of the top Trump campaign people call me and say, what's wrong? Well, what can we do for you? Why we notice you're criticizing Trump, and it's really getting a lot of traction. And I'm like, yeah, I want him to do what the people know is right, and I want him to not repeat the same mistakes again. Okay, well, whatever you need, some big guests from the campaign, we really appreciate you. I'm like, listen, man, I don't want to be patted on the head. I don't want to be invited to Mar-a-Lago. I don't want Trump to call my wife up and tell her how great she is, which he's done. Trump's a great guy, but I don't want to dress up in the tuxedo and be part of the in crowd, okay? When I was 14 in high school, I wasn't into high school anymore. I was dating college women, okay? And it's the same deal. Who's the famous comedian? Charlie Chaplin said, or maybe it was Groucho Marx. It was Groucho Marx. He said, I wouldn't be part of any club that would have me. I'm here promoting freedom organically and the love of God and justice and freedom. And nobody gives me orders. And nobody tells me what to do. And the minute somebody tries to tell me what to do, I go to war with them. And that's part of what's been going on behind the scenes at InfoWars, I'm going to tell you about very, very soon. But I'm going to stop right there. So, I don't do this to make Biden win. I do this to make Trump stronger. Because I'm being persecuted by supporting him, and I'm not going to do it to see him get back into office again and do the same thing again. And if he gets back into office and does the wrong thing, I'm going to be one of his biggest critics. But I don't have to worry about being arrested or persecuted. Trump doesn't do that because he's a good guy. Let's get that straight. But it's we the people and the Tea Party that took over the Republican Party and have almost totally taken over. We have the RNC, everything now. They're in full panic mode. So we've done some great things. But Trump is a super optimist. Trump never wants to admit he's wrong. I'm going to explain that in a minute. And the fact that he is so donkey-assed, and I am too, stubborn, and the fact that he's pig-headed is his strength. It's also his Achilles heel. Because they can't tell him what to do. That's why they can't stand him. I'm not telling Trump what to do. I'm telling him what I see is wrong. And what the public sees is wrong. And I know after I put major heat on him a year and a half ago about the COVID shots, and gave him an ultimatum. I got a call by one of his confidants and said, Trump says fine. And he told the confidant, don't ever bring this up to me again. Okay. Well, I'm going to bring it up to the public. And if Trump tries some experimental shot again on the population, I'm going to come out against him. I know the enemy's coming after him. I know he's a good guy. I know he means well, but these shots have killed 20 million people worldwide. They're total garbage. And when I saw his tweet, or his Truth Social post that was put back out on X, it made me physically sick. And I posted it, and it got millions and millions of views, like 2.3 million. But I saw other accounts that up to 25 million reposts of what I had to say. And that's why they called me. And they said, what's this about? Well, it's about me not signing on to any BS. That's what it's about. And I don't feel guilty supporting Trump. In my spirit, God tells me to, and I can see the evidence of why I should. But my gut also tells me if he does any more of this, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a big deal about it on air and see what you guys think. Sure, I want the jobs back, the border controlled, China stood up to, censorship dealt with. I mean, I really want Trump back in. More good Supreme Court justices. But I don't believe in lessers of two evils. I don't think Trump's a lesser evil. I know he believes in what he's doing and has incredible courage, and I only admire him for his energy and his stalwartness and his charisma and his courage and his dedication. And that's what makes it so painful. It's like growing up, I admire my mother and my father. They're such great people. And I never really found anything embarrassing about them. I never found anything bad or immoral about my parents. But I did see weakness later in life. I mean, once you get older, you realize, well, we're all weak. And it would really bum me out that, like, well, they're not perfect. But we all have our shortcomings. And that's where I'm at. But before I hit the vaccine news, the so-called vaccine news, the gene therapy, deadly gene therapy news, the clot shot, the lethal injection, whatever you want to call it, look at this crap right here. This is a great example of what I'm talking about. Mike Pompeo reverses anti-MAGA course, now wants role in second Trump administration. Now, Pompeo was a total deep stater, big mistake of Trump's, stabbed in the back, leaked information, claimed he was pro-Trump, then came out against Trump, and now wants back in with Trump. What does this remind me of? A lot of things. Remember Mitt Romney. He's out of power. He's not in government. He claims he's supporting Trump after stabbing him in the back, trying to stop him. Once Trump's the nominee, once Trump wins the election, Mitt Romney comes crawling back and meets with President-elect at Trump Tower in New York and says, I will pledge myself to your agenda. Just support me for the U.S. Senate. Mitt Romney gets into the U.S. Senate and then becomes one of the biggest attackers of Trump and one of the biggest enemies. Why the hell did Trump do that? I mean, I know in business, like you give somebody a deal, bring them in, they usually like it because they're making money. It's about power, Trump. It's spiritual. Mitt Romney is a Satanist, masquerading as a Christian. And Mike Pompeo is no different. So I will criticize Trump if he brings in another General McMasters or a General Kelly or a Fiona Hill, who I exposed with Roger Stone as being a Soros operative, and she went on 60 Minutes and cried and said, I don't know what globalists are, when she's on the board of the Open Society Soros Foundation that runs it all and was the co-editor of TheGlobalist.com. We call them globalists because they say that's who they are. They want global government. So Trump has not done this yet with Pompeo. But 3-4 months ago, when all this big talk and Gorka and all of them were out there saying that Trump was going to pick Nikki Haley, I made phone calls to people I know that are very close to Trump, and I can get Trump on the phone if I want, but I called his confidants, two of them, and I said, have you talked to him? And they said, yeah, don't say our names, but off record. He asked us what we think. And we told him it's a horrible idea. You should have a poison tester every time you eat food, if she's the vice president. He said, yeah, I'm probably not going to choose her. but he still was considering it. So if I'm Trump's enemy for trying to get him to not put in Pompeo or Nikki Haley, then fine. I'm anti-Trump. I'm a traitor. Because some people say that. Great. Say it. I'm not. And that leads us to this next thing. I give you countless other examples. So here's his post on X. Of course, post on True Social that was then reposted on X. It's Donald John Trump. 10 million people read it. The pandemic is no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer. Turning setback into comeback, you're welcome, Joe. 9-month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you. So, Trump is watching at the State of the Union Thursday, and he's live posting comments. And Trump wants the credit for Warp Speed, and Trump wants the credit for the shot that they admit erases your immunity and doesn't protect you and has all these serious side effects of the real effects. So I'd call them the real intent of the stealth weapon. And he's already pushing the propaganda that, oh, we've got new mRNA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Paul's coming out and everything. At least just shut up. Just shut up. If you won't go after the criminals that did it, I know he got roped in because I know what Trump did. He was like, oh, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D, everything. And he's like, oh, the doctors are great. And he trusts them. He trusts the medical system. Bring it in. Let's save us. Oh, the shot's good. And he won't admit he's wrong. And he knows he's getting all this heat for it. Then he sees Biden trying to get credit for it. He goes, oh, no, Biden, I'm the one that brought that. Okay, man, then it's on you because your supporters are sick of it. And they're tired of it. I got so many friends and family that got sick from the shot, people that died from it, and the numbers are there. But I'm going to give a wait and see on this. I'm going to give a wait and see on it. Because Trump did bring jobs back. Trump did secure the border 95%. Trump did piss off the globals. He did put Supreme Court justices in. He did overturn Roe v. Wade. He did get our energy back. He did bring our jobs back. He literally said foreign countries should pay their fair share with NATO. There's so much good, if you look at the scales, that he did. I'm like, well, he's still in the good. In fact, it's like triple the good from the bad. But with this vaccine crap, if he keeps going there, it starts going like this. And the minute I look at the scales and Trump is worse than he's good, I have a responsibility because I don't serve Trump. I serve God to come out against him. And I just don't even know what to say at this point because I hate the globalists. I hate the left. I can't stand them. I want to support Trump, and I just wish he would stop it. I know the White House people that were there, they gave him three of the damn shots. They probably gave him salt water, saline. He just believes in doctors. He thinks doctors and military people are good. And obviously, low-level military on average are great people, but the generals are hand-picked globalists. They're the worst. He finally gets that. But he still thinks doctors are good. And I'm done. But we should probably open the phones up this week on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And take 2 hours of calls. Just get your take on it. Unfiltered, what do you think about this? I cannot not support him with all the persecution. I've been persecuted for supporting him. Overall, he's doing way more good than bad. Way more good than bad. But this vaccine takes like a lead weight in it. It just goes, whoop, and we're like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, Trump. You go any further, beep, 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 beep. When you get where you're doing more bad than good, baby. But then what do? We put Kamala Harris or Big Mike or Newsom in? And we're black-pilled? And we punt? And we say, well, it doesn't matter who you put in. So just let them run everything and let Soros put in all his DAs. And no, it will be such a repudiation of the establishment and Soros and the corrupt judges and the new world order to put him back in. I want to put him back in there, and I want to see him bring the jobs back and secure the border and do all this. But then if they got away with it once, they're going to release another virus and do the same crap. Or, oh, cancer's everywhere. Well, ask why, Trump. And then, oh, I got a new cancer virus vaccine I'm going to give you this, and it's going to fix your cancer. No, I've been down this road with you, and I'm not going down. So what I want, and the reason I'm doing this, is in a supportive but loving way, put pressure on Trump to educate Trump and educate his family and his friends, everybody else, to educate him, to get him to come out against us. Because he said, I don't want to hear from Alex anymore, and I don't want to hear from you about him. Okay? Well, guess what, buddy? You don't want to hear from us, you're going to hear from us. Because I'm going to do my duty to make sure you know all about this stuff. And then I usually have a lot of the answers. I don't claim I have all of them, but I'm a pretty decisive guy. On this, I don't know what I'm going to do if they release some new damn virus and he is out there promoting it. Maybe I'll just move to some island in the middle of nowhere. And just, I mean, it's just, and look, we can't put all our faith in one man. We all get sucked into this Trump thing and it becomes everything. That's kind of blackpilled, though. No, it's an important fight. We need to get him in there. That's my gut tells us the right thing to do. But God also tells me, the Holy Spirit also tells me, don't be a Trump follower, be a Trump backer, so we have a guy in there that we can put pressure on. That's one of the biggest problems of conservatives and populists, is we put him in there and we're like, oh my God, he's the Messiah, and Q says he's invincible, that was all CIA. Leave him alone, don't put any pressure on him. Let him just save us all, trust the plan. And that is not what we need to do. All right, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back with the war on self-sufficiency, the war on women, and people saying that women that know how to shoot a gun or run a trot line or fix a carburetor or bench press 200 pounds or squat 400 pounds, it's that men that like that are gay. Well, yeah, right. There's nothing sexier, you know, an archetypal show like Wonder Woman, beautiful woman, strong, successful. That's an archetype. But the left, that's only that archetype. They don't want women to really be strong in the real world, to be strong with their children, their husbands, as a family team. So we're going to talk about some of that coming up in the next segment. Before we go to break, ladies and gentlemen, please remember that we're only here because of you and we're listener supported. And we have incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com that are amazing. I set out like 4 years ago to go to one of the top developers and say, if you could do anything you wanted, he's made some of the top stuff out there, what would you make for 10-hour clean energy, the longest possible time, that doesn't have a letdown? And he came back with us months later and said, this, time-release compounds, so it lasts 10 hours without the crash, and all this energy and no jitters. We came out with Turbo Force. And it's discounted now. You know, it's selling out quickly at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it supports the show and it keeps us on air. Plus, it's an amazing product. While you're there, get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get a Team Humanity shirt, get the new Gadsden flag, red, white, and blue design I came up with, all at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest curcuminoid, 95% concentrate, so good for inflammation, so good for your joints and bones, so good for your mind, your immune system. It's 40% off. Nitric Boost is back in stock. Clean out your blood and everything else. It's an amazing product. It's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we have other great products on the site as well, like the Green Fibers and Rainforce and Rainforce Ultra. Those are two different nootropics that act quickly and wear off quickly, but they're also great as well. They have 7076 testosterone boost about to sell out, HGH Max boost about to sell out, Pain MD is another amazing product, Ultra 12, highest quality vitamin B12. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, all of the NanoSilver patented products not available at InfoWars Store are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. It's DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com and so many other amazing supplements and products. Not available on our main site or available at drjonesnaturals.com. It's my dad. He's a great person, and they're great products, just as good as InfoWars, or in some cases better, as apples and oranges. drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Plus, these are products you want. drjonesnaturals.com. We'll be right back. Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great T-shirts, books, films. The best supplements out there, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted, finally back in stock, the strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body, so good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. Be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy?
All right, so I keep track of trends, and I've noticed a lot of articles in the corporate enemy of the people press, and I'm on X a lot, just seeing it everywhere in the last few months, so I thought I should start talking about this. Conservative populist men, not just here but around the world, love videos of women pole vaulting or women running or women hunting or fishing. And those are viral. And so there's this new thing, and I've got examples today, where the left says conservative men are really gay because they like masculine women. Now, hold on a minute. How is it masculine if a woman's strong? No, that's an expression of feminine. I remember some of my first members at 3-4 years old, because they started letting me shoot with 410 shotguns when I was 4, Folgers coffee cans in the backyard at my grandma's. I remember my grandma riding up on a big stallion horse, and she had a rifle on the side of the saddle and a handgun on her side. She'd been out riding the fence. She had this cowboy hat on, and she had big leather boots. And I remember her jumping down with her wild red hair, jumping off that big horse and taking me in the strawberry patch right there by her house, picking strawberries and going in and cooking fried chicken and homemade ice cream. And she had homemade ice cream getting made. She was just all over the place doing everything. And my grandfather strutting in looked tougher than John Wayne. I was just like, you're a little kid. And you're like, well, these people are like awesome. And that's what men and women were like, folks. She wasn't masculine because she was riding around on a horse and could, with her rifle. I remember once we were sitting there on her back porch, and she hated armadillos, so they dug her yard up. She was like 70 years old by then. I was grown. And she said, son of a bitch. She had a, you know, degrees in history and English and everything else. She was had master's degrees and all that stuff, more than that. But she was also, you know, sound a little bit when she wanted to. She would sound very genteel, but she also sounded like Granny Clampett when she wanted to. That little bastard, I'm going to get him. And she went and grabbed a 30-30, open sights, 200 yards away, down the hill was an armadillo. And she took that rifle and put that shell in there, and pew, blood splatters everywhere, and she kills the armadillo. Now, if you show some leftist that today, they would have a complete heart attack, and they would send me down there sometimes 2 months during the summer, because my parents would go on trips and do things. They would, by the time I was like 6, 7, I was down there for a couple months every summer. And she would take me in there during the day, cook me lunch, we'd eat lunch. She'd show me how to make lunch, how to do things. She'd always show you how to do things. And then she'd say, here, let's go back here in the back bedroom. And we'd lay down on the bed, and she'd get out the Iliad. And one summer, the unabridged Iliad, it was two volumes, probably over 1,500 pages, books this thick, tiny, tiny letters, little books, but thick. She read me the whole damn thing cover to cover. And she was just an amazing woman. And then I look at what women are like today, how dumbed down they are, how pathetic, but so are men. And how unfeminized they are, where they can dress up like a tart, and my grandmother can certainly go square dancing and put on a beautiful dress and be the lady. But she was out there digging food out for dinner out of the garden. Or let's go fishing. We had a whole bunch of ponds on her big ranch, and she'd say, this is what you do in the spring. The June bugs are their larvae are this little worm, and you just dig over her on the side of the bank. She a little can, she digs for about 5 minutes. She'd get a bunch of worms, a bunch of June bug larvae. The fish love those, and she'd throw them in the can. And she'd say, when I was a little girl, I caught a sunfish a foot long out of this pond. Let's see what we can do. And she was catching the fish, and then we'd cook them and cut them up, and she fried them, and we ate them for dinner. I mean, it was just pure entertainment. It was all just electricity and energy and just everything. And she knew how to do, how to run electricity and how to fix a combine. And she knew all about men, and she knew all about women, and she was wise. And she'd say, see this person, see that person, watch them when they do this, watch them when they do that. I just realized that youth is wasted on the youth, because I would love to know Patty Jones today. She died 19 years ago. And my other grandmother was just as amazing. But it would take all the time to talk about Benny Grace Hammond. But that's what I grew up seeing in women. And then they were supercharged. They came in the room, you felt their presence. They were alive. You look at men and women today, they're a bunch of zombies. So populist men that aren't domesticated are really into sharing women empowered and women doing amazing things. And women bull riding and bronc riding and barrel racing. And everybody likes Tulsi Gabbard. Scroll up and show her, you know, out there in her combat gear shooting her M4. People love that stuff. But the left doesn't like it because they're not actually trying to empower women. Families are a unit, men and women together with children. They're on a team. And a real woman knows that. And a real man knows that. But Gloria Steinem, the CIA in the 60s and 70s and 80s, taught us that women fighting with men is how you get ahead. Have you got ahead, women? No, you haven't. You're more unhealthy, more depressed, more unhappy in every study than you've ever been because you've gotten away from what you are. And so we see these videos, and I saw this morning a viral video. I'll show you an overhead shot right here, and we'll put the video in a moment. We'll skip this break. And it's some southern woman with her southern accent that the left in their inner cities and their high rises, they don't know where electricity comes from, where food comes from. They don't even know how to, you see left is trying to put gas in electric cars. They're totally ignorant, totally disconnected from reality. And then they see a woman in the South going up to a rock bank. And this is where you get the food. Where are the big catfish? They're up under the rocks. If you stick your hand in there, they don't have big teeth. They'll bite on your hand. And you can pull out a 50-pound, 40-pound catfish and feed your whole family. It's called noodling. Now, to a leftist, all the time when leftists move to East Texas or Colorado, you see it in the news all the time, they'll be driving along on a dirt road and they'll see somebody in their front yard butchering a deer. They call animal cruelty, and sometimes animal cruelty shows up because they go, there's a dead animal hung up in a tree and a man's chopping it up. Meat just comes from the grocery store. So they see a woman showing how I don't like to usually go in when I'm noodling right through the mouth. I go around them and up through the gill to make sure I get them. And they go, this is pornography. This is some weird sexual thing. She's got her arm in a fish's mouth. Who even thinks of that? I was taught how to noodle when I was a kid. It's still pretty scary to stick your arm up in there. And I've caught a few fish, not as good as the ones that are really good at it. But that's the best way to fish is go up in a big rock bank at a lake, and there's not going to be snakes under there. They got to breathe. So it's safe. You just stick your hand in these holes and grab fish out. But see, to them, it's so alien to even have a man sticking his hand in a hole and pulling out a 40-pound yellow cat that they see a woman in her bikini and they think this is some weird sexual thing. No, her daddy took her on all those great trips fishing with mama when they stayed in the little fishing cabin and caught the fish and fried it up and had hush puppies and listened to George Strait. So she's just out there having a fun video about her as a woman knowing how to catch a fish with her bare hands. And these people look at that and they go, this is weird. This is gay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75-80%. Nobody makes it 95. We're one of the top makers. We said we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years, never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Makes the women strong and protects the children. And I want to invoke that. I want to empower that. I want to bring that back. But I'm a modern man. I dropped the ball. My daughter, someone had to shoot and, you know, stuff like that. But I just have not put them through the paces of really doing all that stuff. I mean, it was religious with my dad's parents. Like, now we're going to go cut corn, or now we're going to go feed the hogs. Now we're going to string electrical wire. Now we're going to go slaughter this cow. Now we're going to go pick these vegetables. Now we're going to go plant these vegetables. Now we're going to skin this deer and cut it up and put it in the deep freeze. Now we're going to can these foods. And it's fun. You do it, and it's religious. You're meant to. You zone out while you're doing it. It's like everything zens out. You're like, ooh. And you're boiling these vegetables, or you're putting them in these cans, and you're putting the vinegar in, you're putting the tops on, and you're there cooking the food, and you're there outside the stars at night, and you're just, and then your family shows up, and you're playing dominoes or cards, and you're going out looking at the night sky, and there's a fire crackling, and you're just there, and now they're telling stories about the ancestors and what they did. Let's go tomorrow and see the cemetery up the hill of our families that were here when the Comanches came, and how they burned down the house and killed the kids because daddy was gone. You go look at the tombstone. You can barely read it. Killed by Indians, 1826. And it's all who you are, what you've done, where you came from. It's this sense of timelessness. Hollywood can't offer that. The New World Order can't offer that. God offered us this continuum. And this is what this is all about, and we're living it right now. So here's the clip. It's got millions of views. It's got them so upset. They're like, what's she doing with a fish? It's sexual. Why do they like a masculine woman? Because she's healthy. She's not skinny. She's not fat. She's wearing a bikini. She's got muscles. That's feminine, not masculine. Women are not emaciated, cowardly, stupid things. That's the modern society. That's what it did. We want to empower women to empower us. We want to empower men to empower us all. And we will do it together. Here's the clip.
Everybody asks if we hurt these fish when we catch them. Well, for one, we put that zip tie in there. I don't know, we've been doing it for years. This is probably one from this year, but obviously the fish is fine. The way I grab them is when they come up and bite me, I grab them with this hand. That's why I always get chewed up here. And then I run this arm between their gill and their gill plate. When they're this big, you can run it between without hurting the gills, because see, it's between the gills and the gill plate. Arm goes through, gills are not messed up because all the pressure is going on that gill plate. The fish is fine. We'll turn her loose. Sorry, Mr. Mark, I know you want to eat some, but this is a big female. We got to turn her loose.
I hear you, baby.
And then maybe catch her again someday like we've caught her before. We'll probably even put another zip tie in her so we know we caught her twice. Appreciate y'all.
Now, the issue there is, why aren't they eating it? One that big probably doesn't taste too good. When they catch the 20-pounders, the 10-pounders, you know they're frying them up. A big old yellow cat like that's not going to taste too good because it's been eating a lot of stuff for a long time. It bioaccumulates toxins. And the good old boys don't need to know before they had science you don't eat a fish that big because it doesn't taste good and ain't good for you. Eat the little ones. But the point is that you look at those hillbillies, they're way more alive and way more in touch than the average trendy. And you look at the two guys look like Fred Flintstone with her. They're proud of their daughter. They're proud of their sister. That's their strength. They didn't raise their women to be cowards or to be weak. They raised them to be strong. And that's the big difference we're talking about. So let me show you a couple more articles to deal with this. It's out of Reuters. This came out yesterday. Prepping for disaster diversifies as more Americans lose trust. And people are getting hatchets and guns and food and water filters and running the country. Black, white, old, young, they're all doing it because they can sense the social contract's broken. How many years they demonize us for saying you need to get ready? It's a right-wing white supremacist thing. But now you go to a gun shop, they say half our customers are black or Hispanic or liberals. And the liberals start shooting guns and hanging out with conservatives. They go, well, I never figured any of this out. I'm going to join you. That's why when Trump got elected 7-8 years ago, they got so scared. I told the gun shop owners, we're like, man, we got liberals in here saying they're buying guns to kill Republicans, and it, you know, and we ought to call the government on them, and they're saying they're ready for civil war. And I said, just give it a couple years. They'll be joining us. And I was back in one of the big gun shops about 2 years ago, and they go, it's right. They come in now, and they're on our team. You're right. I said, yeah, just give them time. Nothing better than some leftist going out and getting a gun and shooting it and meeting people, becoming self-sufficient, because it activates their ancestral memory to be self-sufficient. Now, some are super hardcore commies. They want the guns to enslave us. But most of them have been buying the lie. Here's another one. Big article in Politico. How raw milk went from a whole food staple. By the way, they never had real raw milk there. That's not true. To a conservative signal. So the old-fashioned left that was anti-vaccine and pro-organic because they were smart, not the modern left. They weren't perfect, but they at least got that. They were kind of anti-establishment Republican that was bad. Now they're helping the Amish and other groups establish even bigger farms everywhere. We got it right outside Austin. I drink raw milk every day. Organic eggs, all of it. Now the Republicans are passing laws all over the country to not harass the Amish, to not harass the Mennonites or other families and people just saying, we're going to adopt this lifestyle. We're still going to go to the movies sometimes. We're still going to go into town. But you know, we're done with the city. We're going to learn how to skin a buck. We're going to learn how to run a trot line. We're going to learn how to be self-sufficient. We're going to learn how to put in a big garden. We're going to learn how to put up those cans. And this whole article, it's like a 20-page article, freaks out about how Republicans are getting people self-sufficient and how they're passing laws to let us grow our own food. Folks, you know you're a slave when the system doesn't want you to grow your own food. Absolutely insane. But that's how this all works. All right, I've got more I'm going to hit, but Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. I never take this broadcast for granted. That's why I always say, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow. But there have been a lot of big developments behind the scenes that I can tell you very calmly, because God's in control, that the greatest threat ever to the existence and continued operation of InfoWars is now upon us right now. And still support it, because even if they shut it down, it'll be open 5-6 months after that with how this bankruptcy works. But it's internal stuff doing this. It's outside forces doing it. And that's where we are. And some of these groups had federal filings that they thought were sealed. They didn't think I'd get copies of. I got them. I then interviewed the people involved. I found out the terrible stuff going on. Looks like the Justice Department's trying to set me up. They've already tried a lot. It's okay. But that's where we are right now. So this could be the last days of InfoWars, because what they're filing is to remove me from any management here and lock me out of the building. So, yeah, this is Project Veritas stuff, but next level. They were dumb enough to try it. They can't help it. They've got the directives, obviously, to do it. They're going to do it. But regardless, we're still here. Let's go out to break and end with a clip from Tucker Carlson where I talked about this.
I should say, not to be dark, but human beings, among other unique qualities, are also the only species that commit suicide.
You're right. Well, exactly. We have that paradox, because we control our environment. What animal would think to commit suicide?
Right.
I mean, lemmings run off a cliff on accident. Buffalo do it, but they don't do it on purpose. Very well said. Exactly. So we have that heaven and hell. We have that potential of the little g God. We have what science fiction writers like Jules Verne's 140 years ago wrote about, like rockets that take off, go to the moon, and come back and land again. Elon Musk has done it. Whatever we can envision, it's not like Oprah's Secret where it instantly happens, but with the potential of technology and society, and like Elon says, a big enough population, you need billions to build infrastructures that can do anything. And then once you realize the planet's tiny and there's hundreds of billions of galaxies that are close, I mean, we can see, then you go, oh, my God, we're like embryonic right now. We're like a tadpole. And we're not just like, can we turn into a frog? We're turned into a butterfly that turns into a spaceship that turns into a god, basically. And so we're a tadpole right now. We can do anything. And they're trying to tell us, no, you're scum, you're ugly, you're racist, kill each other, because the globalists want to extract out of us that essence of infinity that God's given us, that God essence. We're not God, but we're little g. They want to extract that and use that for their life extension, their empowerment, their greedy control, instead of all of us sharing this incredible magic metamorphosis we're about to have. And they're trying to block the birth pains of what we're about to become. But I can tell them,
you know, whether you're in India, whether you're in the Middle East, whether you're in Asia,
I mean,
you know, all the
when they go after planets, the interesting people,
you know, most of them came to the U.S. or London. They all said it's been changing crap.
Alex Jones, greatly,
you know, that's what
improved in their lives.
Tucker, thanks for having me. I'm
your wisdom. Are you kidding?
I'm at InfoWars.com right now, and we're very close to being shut down. But just like Tucker, it's going to be okay. But it's like they say, an Empire Strikes Back, Imperial troops clear the base at InfoWars. So I'm about to get taken out, but it's okay. I love you.
If you count Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and there's different definitions, obviously more countries are joining, but those are the core.
It's real. It's all going down, but it's okay. Keep praying for us. That's the most important point. And Chase Geyser takes over after this quick break with Sunday Night Live. It's a powerful show. Thanks for joining us. And hopefully we continue on. It's up to you. It's up to God's hands. But it's like trying to be alive.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.